Why hadn't he come back? I've heard all my life, Denny. I've heard all my life the Lord's coming soon. All my life. When I was 17 years old, I didn't think I'd make it to 18, the Lord come back. When I got to 18, I didn't think I'd make it to 20. 20 to 25. I'm 26 years old. I didn't think I would ever see 26 before the Lord come back. But he hadn't. He hadn't. I've asked preacher after preacher after preacher, how much longer do you think we got? And get the same answer from every one of them. Not long.
Amen.
Not long. Brother Virgil Skipper told me, he said, Brother Kyle, he said, I preached it for 45 years. And he said, if the Lord gives me another 40, he said, I'll preach it then.
Right.
He's coming. The Lord is coming back. God's word is living. I was sitting and I was reading my Bible, Brother Jimmy, and I come across 2 Peter chapter 3. And when I read it, I had to shout. I had to shout. And that's where I want y'all to turn to tonight, is 2 Peter in chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. We're going to read the whole chapter. Y'all would stand. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 1, the second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that them was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved as a fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless, and count that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of the things in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I bow to you tonight, Father. Father, I know I'm nothing. Father, I know the messages you put on me that you ain't been letting me get away from, Father. Father, I pray tonight that our eyes would be opened up to know that the great importance of working for you. Father, there's a reason why you hadn't come back and you're giving us a little more time. And I thank you for it, Father, because I got lost loved ones, Father, that I want to see saved before it happens. Father, I just pray that you use me tonight as a vessel, as a mouthpiece, Father, that it be nothing of me come out. It be all of you, Father. I pray that you pour your anointing down, Father, and bless. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, and some men count slackness, but is long-suffering usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That tells me that the Lord don't want to come back for just a handful. He wants to come back for everybody. He wants to come back for everybody. Daddy, I had a man come to me. I believe it was yesterday. He come to me and he told me, he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, there's something I don't understand. He said, how can somebody that's never heard the word of God preached die and go to hell? I said, I'm glad you asked me that because I can tell you. It tickled me to death to hear that question. And I told him, I said, you call yourself a born-again saved child of God, don't you? Well, yeah. I said, I call myself the same thing. I said, the reason why them people that's never heard are dying and going to hell is because you're not doing your job and I'm not doing mine. If I was doing what the Great Commission said, they wouldn't have to. If God's people were doing what the Great Commission said, Daddy, you mentioned it earlier, go among all nations. If we were doing that, they wouldn't have to die and go to hell. That blood, I believe, is on our hands. It's on my hands. I told him, I said, Michael, I said, I had 6 years I was saved that I didn't work for the Lord. That I got people that's passed me and passed me and passed me that I never once spoke to. I was a hypocrite. I said, all that blood's on my hands. I said, I can't do nothing about that. I said, I've asked the Lord to forgive me, and he has. I said, but I can make sure. I can try my best by the Lord's help not to let the more get there. He didn't have much to say after I said that. I told him, I said, look, I said, I'm just being blunt. Being blunt. He started crawfishing. And I asked him a question. I said, you're not faithful to the house of God. You hit and miss whenever you feel like it. You know, whenever nothing else more important is in the way. Why? Unconcerned. And I asked him a question. I said, I'm going to ask you something. I said, if the Lord was to come back right now, rapture me and you both out of here, I said, where's the youngins going to be? I said, they've heard the word God preached and never made a profession of faith. I said, where are they going to be? I said, they're going to be left here. Left here. I said, what you're blind to is knowing that their blood's on your hands. I said, and there's going to come a great judgment. I said, and we're going to be standing there. I said, and them youngins is going to come up and they're going to say, Daddy, why? I said, you want that blood on your hands? Well, I give my ticket up. I said, you can't. You can't. You might want to. You might feel like it would be the best thing for you to do, give it to them. And that probably, we probably all feel the same way. But you can't. You cannot give it to them. If you're sitting here thinking, Brother Kyle, you're going to preach on working again. Yes, I am. I can't find but two things in the Bible to preach on. That's working, living for the Lord, and the blood. That's all there is to it. That's it. Are we ready for the Lord to come back? I'm not. Spiritually, I am. I'm not ready for him to come back. I got lost loved ones, Brother Jimmy, that I don't want to see die and go to hell. And that will happen if the Lord was to come back right now. It would happen. But the Lord's been long-suffering. What's long-suffering mean? Patiently enduring. It's a good thing he's the one being patiently enduring. Is being long-suffering. Because I've said many a time, I wish the Lord would just come on back. I don't mean that when I say it. I'm ready for him. Spiritually, but not for my lost loved one. I want to see them saved. Over in verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. What's that word diligent mean? That word diligent means busy, laboring for the Lord. You don't believe me? Get your Strong's Dictionary, look it up. That's what it means. Diligent. All four buds. You know, too many times, Daddy, I think too many church members, born again, saved children of God, think coming to church is serving God, and it ain't.
That's right.
It's not. It's what we do outside of this place. It's what we do outside of the house of God, church. I believe it was over in James, faith without works. You know what? The Lord showed me something. It was in August that it was. Uncle Randy died. He showed me that just because the Lord ain't come back yet, don't mean I can't die tomorrow. Don't mean one of my lost loved ones can't die tomorrow. And we think, say we, I have thought for a long time, well, I got plenty of time. We don't. We don't have plenty of time. A lot of people here likes football. Mississippi State. I believe that boy was 22, 23 years old. Football player. Dead. Called out. 22. I'm 26. Lord could call me out at any time. Call me out at any time. Verse 15, an account with the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. I had to shout when I heard that. Salvation. So that one more can say, one more. One more. I just drew a blank on where I was going to go. But what are we doing today? We just sang a song. Oh, is it so in tears? Y'all reaping joy. And I thought about it. When's the last time we've shed a tear over one of our lost loved ones? When's the last time we've come to the altar and prayed for them, lifted their name up? Lifted their name up, our Heavenly Father, to convict them one more time. One more time. Daddy, I wake up in the morning times with some on my mind. Lift up to the Lord. And you just want to beat them over the head, but you can't. The Holy Spirit's got to draw them. They got to be under conviction. Who sends it? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I can't. Somebody here can. We pray for that Holy Spirit conviction. Because I'm going to tell you something, that Holy Spirit conviction, it got my attention. It got my attention. It made me sob like a little baby. Scared me slapped to death of what was fixing to me. Driving down Highway 11, waiting on a pine tree to jump in front of me. I just knew it was going to happen. And I knew it was going to be hell. I was going to lift my eyes in hell. I want you to ask yourself this question tonight. What are we doing for God? What have we done for Him this week? How many people we invited to the house of God this week or tonight? Just since Sunday. From last Wednesday night, how many people we invited to come to the house of God? How many people have we shared Jesus with? How many people has come in contact with us that we have had a perfect opportunity to witness to and kept our mouth shut? How many? I pray every morning on the way to work, Lord, an opportunity to witness to somebody. Send somebody my way. And I'm going to tell you something He does. Every day. You ask for it, He'll give it to you. You ask for it, He'll give it to you. Daddy, I've used this illustration before.
He was doing your 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon class. I called you when the Lord was dealing with me to preach. Things were going on at the home church. He told me, he said, why don't you come over 5 o'clock class? I said, I believe I will. When I come over, he was doing the witnessing. Teaching people how to witness. He told me, he said, I'll probably use you. It's fine. There's nothing to it. Nothing to it. I'm going to tell you something. That opened my eyes up. And I've thought back on that. And you know what it showed me? How much I didn't know. And it showed me how many people and how many times that I'd witnessed to somebody. How many times I'd witnessed to somebody. That's sad. That was sickening. The Lord spoke a parable of a barren fig tree. I can't remember where it's at. It's where I was trying to turn to a while ago. Of a barren fig tree. He said he come to it, I believe, 3 years and bared no fruit. 3 years, no fruit. He told his servant, he said, cut it down. Cut it down. And the servant said, I'm going to dig around a little bit. We've done fertilizing. Then if next year they bear no fruit, cut it down. Cut it down. Cut it down. I read that and read that and read that. Thinking by, so that digging, plowing, cutting. That's what this does. Fertilizing. That's what this is. When do we get it? When do we get it? When we take time to open it up, take the time to come to the house of God and hear the word of God being preached. We're getting fertilized every time. I said, Lord, give me 7 years. Long suffering. He didn't stop at 3. He gave me 7. But I'm going to tell you something. That was it. It was now or never. If there was a T in the road, it was do something or not. I believe too many times we think, well, if I live a pretty good life and just, you know, come to church faithful, I'm all right. Well, come to church faithful, you know, we're supposed to. But I'm going to tell you something, church. If we ain't working for God, we're working for Satan. Right. Satan's got us right where he wants us, Brother Jimmy. Right where he wants us. If we ain't out beating the doors down, trying to tell somebody about the Lord, witnessing to somebody that the Lord puts in our way, if we let them go, Satan won. He can't do nothing about our eternal soul, but I'm going to tell you something. He can ruin our testimony by letting us get off in sin. He can stop us, hinder us from witnessing to somebody to help save another soul from hell. How many times has he done it in our lives? Ask ourselves this question tonight. Is there any fruit at all on our trees? Any? Or is that axe ready to hit? Are we ready to be cut down and cast into the fire? I believe that parable is teaching us we're either going to work for God, we're going to bear fruit for God, or he's going to take us out. He's long-suffering, but he's only long-suffering for so long. The Lord's long-suffering on his returning, but he's only long-suffering for so long. So long, Brother Dale, that's it. He's given us opportunity. He's given us another day. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? We're going to do something for him, or Satan going to win again? Satan going to win again. Satan's won too many times in my life. too many times. I'm tired of my hands being covered in blood. I don't want more of that. Hurt, I don't want more. Sister Clarice, I don't want more. Let's share the Lord with everybody that we come in contact with. The Lord gives us opportunity to. I understand there's a time and a place. But if we ask the Lord to open the door up and He doesn't, are we going to shut it? Or are we going to do what He said to do tonight? He's been long-suffering. The least we can do is be diligent, so that we may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blame. I don't want to be spotted up, and I don't want no blame on me. I want the Lord to be able to say, well done. That's what I want. Paul said that the Lord told him, well done. He's going to tell him, well done. That's a bold statement. Bold statement. What have we done tonight? Are we living for God? Are we happy just sitting on a church pew? Or we want some fruits? Do we want them? Bear them for Jesus Christ, God. Look what He's done for us. He gave all He has for us. I believe the least we can do is witness to somebody that He puts in our way. Witness to the ones that we say that we love the most, our family. You read about the Great Commission, spoke about the Great Commission a while ago. He said, go among all nations, preaching and teaching. But He said, begin in Jerusalem. This is our Jerusalem, the night church, Sycamore community. Let's invite somebody to church. Share Jesus Christ with them. Make sure the blood's not on our hands, but then let's remove it. This will be the message. We have a verse for the song.
Sing that same song again. David, so.